With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and boy, through the wonders of modern technology, able to talk to St. John's Prep coach Chris Hansen right after the game tonight. St. John's Prep playing against St. John's Shrewsbury. Coach, give me a little bit about the setup between these two schools, because now Shrewsbury is now in the Catholic Conference, and you guys meet each other, is it twice a year?
That's correct, Rick. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we meet up with them twice a year. I think they joined the conference probably 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just traditional setup where we play one game at their home rank, and then they'll play in Essex later on in the season. So tonight we're on the road.
Well, you know, you guys get frequent flyer miles, and I don't know how that affects the kids, but I would think the Catholic Conference, especially you guys, are on the road a lot. Do you put a lot of mileage on in some of these road games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this year, early season, we've gone to Hingham, we've gone to CM, which the game was at Babson. We've gone to Rhode Island to play LaSalle. Tonight we're in Marlboro to play Shrewsbury. So we've been on the road quite a bit, but that was kind of done by design. We
mm-hmm.
had some new faces and sometimes bus rides and the kids eating together and helps build some chemistry.
Yeah, Babson's down in Waltham, right?
Babson's in Wellesley.
Oh, Wellesley. Okay. I'm thinking of Brandeis. Okay. Well, anyway, Coach, yeah, the rides, that's important, and the discipline and all that stuff, and you do. Now, who controls the bus rides? Who's the monitor on the bus rides? Is it the captains, or how does that work? Because I know football coaches sometimes, they would get so upset when a team would lose and the kids were having some fun on the bus ride home. So what's that whole culture like?
Yeah, I tell you, I've been doing this now for 25 years. It's my 16th year at the prep. I've been on a lot of bus rides. And there's nothing more frustrating than after you lose a game, listening to the kids in the back of the bus celebrating like we just won a game. So that can be really frustrating from a coach's standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much shorter memory than we do as coaches.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you got a lot of goaltenders on the team then. I don't know. But, no, I understand that, Coach. And, yeah, it's a learning curve for sure. And you guys haven't had to go through many losses. And let's start with tonight's win. Very impressive, 7-2 over Shrewsbury. Can you give me a recap on this one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we came out. I thought we played pretty well in the first period. Held a pretty significant shot advantage, 21-7 after one. But the score was 1-1. We allowed a goal in the last minute of the first, which, you know, you never like to give up a goal in the last minute. That was kind of a deflating
mm-hmm.
goal. But boys came out strong in the second, scored two goals, I think 7 seconds apart early in the second to build a 3-1 lead. We let them kind of creep back into the game later on with a power play goal. So after two, it was 3-2. And then that's really when the kids stepped up after two. You know, knowing how important the Catholic Conference points were, they came out and scored, four in the third and really put the game away with just kind of tenacious forechecking and strong offense. And that's the strength of our team.
Before I ask you about some of the offense, St. John's of Shrewsbury, they're not the little sisters of the poor. They've got some impressive wins this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Xaverian on Saturday. They had lost to them earlier in the year, only 2-1. So we knew it would be a tough game. They have a really good first line. They have a centerman in their group was a junior who has 11 goals on the year. So, you know, the kid's been able to find the back of the net. He scored their first goal. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough test, and we just felt that with our team depth that we would eventually wear them down.
Where'd your offense come tonight? Where'd it come from tonight, Coach?
Yeah, so Jake Banna had two goals tonight. You know, Jake has been solid all year. He's a multi-sport athlete. Will Van Sicklin had a goal. Cam Umla had a goal. Johnny Ty had a goal. Cooper Hosmer had a goal. And I'm not sure if I said Jimmy Ayers, but Jimmy Ayers had a goal as well. So we spread the scoring around. Our third line had three goals. So it was nice balanced attack.
Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty cool when you can get that much going on now. Coach, let me see. Let me look at your schedule. You're coming back from Shrewsbury, and you've got a game on 13, 14, 15. When is the 15th? Is that Sunday?
Yeah, we play Sunday in Canton at the Canton Ice House against Malvern Catholic. It's part of the Catholic Conference Showcase. So you'll see all the teams in the conference competing. They have two rinks in Canton, so there'll be games going at the same time on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
BC Catholic Memorial, Xaverian, you know, obviously MC, Shrewsbury, and us, we're all going to compete on Sunday in a just kind of a showcase event.
Wow. That kind of reminds me of the old Lynn Arena. Do you remember that?
I do, actually. Yeah, that's one of the first rinks I played as a kid.
you could pay $2 and see six games there. Finally, Coach, what's up for this week? I know that you just got through with a win as we talk, and you got a couple of days before the next game. So what's the plan for this week?
Yeah, so we actually gave the boys tomorrow off because we don't generally play on a Sunday. So we're going to take tomorrow off, and then we'll practice Thursday, Friday in preparation for Malden Catholic on Sunday.
Chris, I appreciate you taking the time right after the game, and we'll talk again. But once again, congratulations. I know that you got the you're carrying the banner right now, so good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
We'll talk soon.
Very good. Be safe coming home. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep High School hockey coach Chris Hansen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.